Micro-messaging, why great leadership is beyond words, author Stephen Young. The challenge of communication. When we write or speak a message, our egocentrism can cause us to believe that what we intend to convey is what others will interpret. Unfortunately, interpretation and intent don't always match up. In fact, micro-messaging, which is communicating with other human beings through visual, audible, sublingual means, no doubt predates our ability to speak. We actually read micro-messages quite naturally without thinking about them. Setting the stage. Effective use of micro-messages by leaders lies at the core of what inspires followers to follow. They are the heart and soul of leadership, with an awareness of micro-inequities or micro-advantages. Comes the opportunity for leaders at all levels to eliminate negative or indifferent behaviour and to improve the performance and morale of those they work with. Different is dangerous. Our natural drive pushes us to hone in on characteristics of commonality. When confined with a group of strangers, we'll go pretty far to create a common bond where there's little more than a thin thread. In turn, this affects our way of greeting others. We sometimes delude ourselves into believing we have done everything right. The sender of the greeting may believe he is smiling, saying and doing all the right things, while the micro-messages originate from a different place of thought and communicate at a deeper level. The meeting goes on, and we rarely process the non-verbal messages that we've received without realizing how they shape our own workplace identity. Greetings that go beyond the obligatory. Greetings can have a profound impact on our relationships and leadership ability. To greet others effectively, it's necessary to shun words and gestures that are so commonly used in business meetings. For your greeting to inspire others and initiate a personal bond, it must include questions beyond the predictable, "How are you?" To that, ask about something personal but not intrusive. Share something personal about yourself. It can also be particularly effective to greet someone making reference to something the person said the last time you were together. Your greeting will stand out as a unique and leave a lasting impression. Subtle inflections. Subtle inflections can alter the core of the meaning of a message. Sometimes, just putting the emphasis on a different word transforms the whole meaning of a statement. You just have to listen carefully to discover how a small change can transform everything about what it is really being conveyed. Think of reading this sentence 6 times aloud. I didn't say she stole the book. Shift the emphasis respectively from I to didn't to say to she to stole to the book. You'll get amazing results. Cross-cultural micro-inequities. Micro-messages are universal in application. All cultures have their unique forms of sending and receiving these messages. But when you use your own filters, you run the risk of making faulty conclusions and unintentionally damaging your effectiveness in communities outside your own. You cannot interpret another culture through your own cultural lens. You must first become aware of both the regional and corporate culture through which your message is being received. The culture you are immersed in, not necessarily your own, should act as the barometer for shaping the micro-messages you send and how you read the ones that you receive. International micro-inequities. Cross-cultural micro-messages also get sent and misinterpreted within a country. Micro-inequities are a part of international communications breakdowns, particularly when it comes to communications between the cosmopolitan regions of a country and its provinces. Speaking the language. Demonstrating an understanding of another culture's unique qualities fuels the motivation for acceptance. Speaking the language, in its broadest sense, is far more than the conventional knowledge of word translation. It is a solvent that neutralizes differences, allowing even disparate substances to comfortably blend. Neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, has enabled salespeople to win deals that would otherwise have been lost to the competition. The NLP process starts with teaching the skill to analyze the communication styles and behaviors of others. Then, the process develops one's skills to effectively replicate selected traits of the other person. The NLP analysis looks for key behavioral styles. Does the person you're speaking with use analogies in his speech pattern? Does the person ask questions or prefer doing the telling? Is humour often laced to the person's remarks? Is the person's style hard and matter-of-fact or softer and chatty? Hand gestures, eye contact, and even sentence structure and sequencing of remarks provide information about an individual's neuro-linguistic style preferences. It's these preferences that enable NLPers to speak the language in a fluent and familiar way. Diversity misperceptions. The real power of diversity is the skill of identifying what is unique about each member of the team and applying specific developmental and motivational strategies that amplify each individual's performance. Until you're able to identify the unique characteristics that motivate people differently and apply that awareness as a catalyst to generate maximum commitment, support, collaboration, loyalty, and performance from the entire team, you cannot be a truly great leader. Diversity initiatives will only become successful when the people who dominate the positions of power and influence see and feel how the process has a long-term personal benefit for them. That is, what's in it for me? What's in it for you might be mastering the link between leadership and performance. When this is achieved, even staunch disbelievers switch from being pulled to pushing hard in favour of the effort. Seeing is believing. Expectations quickly become reality, especially when someone we trust shares their perspective or opinion. For instance, you arrive at a hotel that was recommended by a friend who has extraordinary high standards. As you walk through it, you continue searching for indicators that this is the chic place your friend said it would be, and that now you believe it is. Hence, everywhere you look, you find reinforcements of your preconceptions. Micromessages in the air and everywhere. Messages could be delivered face-to-face, over the phone, or even in voicemail and be just as effective. Micromessages are the central thread in every form of communication, including electronic communications. Our emails, instant messages, phone conversations, and virtual meetings are all fully loaded. Yet part of the problem with electronic communications is that they take the place of our primary face-to-face method of communicating. Hence, they deprive us of helpful micromessages. Mastery of the art of micromessages needs to incorporate the following three components. 1. Awareness, that strives to bring you to a state of knowledge and belief that the concept is real and powerful. 2. Acceptance. Once you do not only believe micromessaging is legitimate, but also believe in the concept as an advocate, then you can move to effecting large change, becoming a catalyst by changing your own behaviour and that of others. 3. Action. Take your knowledge of micromessaging and converting it to have a value. Don't hide information from others. Be visible, vocal, and active about micromessaging to infuse the process into your corporate culture. Be an ambassador by getting others to collaborate with you. Finally, these micro-advantages lists can be a catalyst for turning around problem relationships. 1. Actively solicit opinions. 2. Connect on a personal level. 3. Constantly ask questions. 4. Attribute or credit ideas. 5. Monitor your facial expressions. 6. Actively listen to all. 7. Draw in participation. 8. Monitor personal greetings. 9. Respond constructively to disagreements. 10. Limit interruptions. By applying these principles, you'll harness the micro-messages that are the seeds of great leadership. Your continued subtle pruning will bring them to greatest heights and yield the best possible fruit for your nourishment, advancement, and enjoyment.